This is a KJEP Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Hillsboro Hawks.
Brewer of the Hawks wants to go coast to coast. He does for the third time tonight and scoops it up and in.
The DeSoto Dragons.
Three-pointer is good from Nick Krodinger, and he's fouled.
Free throw.
Yes.
The Grandview Eagles.
Priest recovers to Jacobson, top of the key, swings it into the corner. Three ball, Garrett Gleet, you bet.
The Windsor Owls.
Swatted out of midair by Evan Worley. Clean block there, ball was still on its way up. Now Worley stops and pops from three, and that's nothing but nets.
KJEP is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEP Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Go out to the game with KJEP Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
Welcome on this Friday night, Matt Greenwood at Hillsboro High School, site of the Class 4 District 3 Girls and Boys Championships. And tonight it's the boys on air. It's the Hillsboro Hawks, the one seed at 22-4, led by ninth year head coach Dan Johnson. And it's the second seeded Lutheran South Lancers. They are led by head coach Brian Lind in his 17th year running the program. By the way, big congratulations to the Rockwood Summit ladies team as they just knocked off Lutheran South to win the girls district championship. 41-34, Rockwood Summit beat your very own Festus Tigers just several days ago. And as the fourth seed in this tournament, the Lady Rockwood Summit team has advanced to the state sectional. So big congratulations to them. Quite the accomplishment for the fourth seed in this tournament. It went chalk basically for the boys' side of things, as both the top seeds, Hillsboro and Lutheran South, as well as the third and fourth seeds advancing as well. So boys went chalk, girls a little bit differently. But tonight, it is the top seed Hillsboro Hawks and the second seeded Lutheran South Lancers. This is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Give me a second. I'll tell you a little bit about Fleegs Equipment. Hey, they're located in St. Genevieve and Ludington, and they are there for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit. You can go online 24/7 at fleegs.com. And as part of the Fleegs.com Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we will hear from both sets of head coaches. It'll be Brian Lind of Lutheran South first, followed by Dan Johnson of your Hillsboro Hawks. And then we'll have your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups, a little weather forecast for you as well, and of course, tip off. It is the Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship here tonight on KJEP. It's Hillsboro, it's Lutheran South, it's can't miss basketball here tonight. We'll get back to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show in 2 minutes with Brian Lind of Lutheran South.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwell back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Speaking of Lutheran South head coach Brian Lind as they get ready to take on Hillsborough for this Class 4 District 3 championship here tonight on KJF. And coach, it's a pleasure getting to meet you here. Obviously, your team has worked real hard to get to where you guys are in this district championship game. A very tough schedule going into this one. Kind of give me your thoughts as to how you feel the schedule has prepared you for an opponent like Hillsborough tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good about it. You know, we've probably had about four games this year that hasn't been lead changes in the fourth quarter. You know, so we're used to the grind. You know, we're used to playing some pretty good teams, and then Hillsborough's right up there with them. So I think what we've seen all year kind of gets us ready for this type of game.
Your shooting percentage, I looked at it earlier today. Wow. I mean, 61% as a team is pretty big, and you don't put up a lot of shots per game. So based on that, I imagine you kind of like to take your time. Is that a correct assessment?
Not really, actually. We run the ball pretty well. So a lot of what you're seeing are, you know, transition shots, you know, quicker shots like that. You know, we kind of have a layup, free throw, three-point, you know, philosophy. We try to work, you know, in and back out. So, you know, if we don't get layups, then we work a little bit of time. But we really work hard to get layups, which is why our shooting percentage is what it is.
Okay, very well. Yeah. And this Hillsborough team, I know you've seen a bit of them on film, and they're quite impressive.
Yeah.
As you said earlier to me, they don't have a lot of holes. So
they don't have a hole, they don't really have a hole.
Have you found any?
Well, no, not to be honest. You know, it's just going to have to be a good collective effort. You know, they are a complete team. They rebound, they defend, they shoot it, they have inside presence, you know. So there's not a whole lot of holes, you know. I'm not sure we have a ton either, so probably a game like this, it's just whoever plays the best.
All right, coach, best of luck to you.
All right, thanks, I appreciate it.
That is Brian Lind, head coach of the Lutheran South Lancers, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleas Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleas locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleas Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleas Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleas.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleas Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleas locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fleas Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleas Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleas.com.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Every child should visit the dentist before their first birthday.
Comtree offers a pediatric dentist specially trained to treat all children, including those with anxiety, special needs, or other medical or behavioral concerns.
Comtree is the only health center in Jefferson County with a pediatric dentist who sees children with Medicaid.
Make Comtree your family's home for dental care. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back on the Flames Equipment pregame show, speaking to Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. Coach, find yourself in another district championship game, last two you've won, but the last time you faced Lutheran South was when you guys were in this actual same district just a few years ago, and they got the best of you, but obviously times have changed, players changed, that sort of thing. But talk about this Lutheran South team, and I know they're pretty tough after looking at them over the last several days. What do you think?
No, they are. They're really good. They're well coached. They got good guard play. They got good size. They got good depth. So, you know, much like us, they don't really have many weaknesses. And, you know, so we'll have our hands full, but we feel like they'll have their hands full as well.
I feel like with Michael Brewer's numbers that they stand out above some of the other bigs on Lutheran South's team. And that's just a credit to his athleticism a little bit. But when you try to circle a guy that's going to be, you know, if he has a good game, you win. If he has a bad game, it's going to be tougher. Who's that guy for you? Is it Michael?
You know, no, not necessarily, because a lot of times with Michael, it's just it depends on, you know, what the defense gives us. Everybody else knows going into a game that Michael's capable of putting up big numbers. And so sometimes they'll go take him away, leaving other people open and that kind of thing. So we'll do what we've done all year long. We'll take what the defense gives us. And, you know, usually by the end of 32 minutes, you know, the water finds its level, so to speak.
Lutheran South is a team that really doesn't miss a lot of shots. They only turn the ball over 9 times a game. So they're a really good team at just keeping the ball, getting the shot they want. How do you disrupt that a little bit tonight?
Well, that's the thing about them and most good teams. They don't beat themselves. They're gonna take good shots. They're gonna make a high percentage of the shots that they do take. And like you said, they don't turn it over much. So we can't rely on, you know, trying to turn it over and getting runouts. We're gonna have to be really solid. We have to run our own solid offense, take good shots, take care of the basketball, and then you know, be able to get back and get a set defense.
Well, Coach, let's hope we're talking good things after the game tonight.
I'm in. Deal.
All right, that's Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. We have your starting lineups and tip-off next.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College and you.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question.
name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a Tundra fishing?
One strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, it's been a while since I last talked to you, but glad to have you back with us. Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step, and I am joined by Joe Felker. He is the Hillsborough Hawks girls basketball coach, and he joins us here on the broadcast. And, Coach, happy to have you here. Let's talk about this matchup before we get to our starting lineups and tip off here in about 8 minutes. But you've been able to see a little bit of Hillsborough this year. I know a lot of times your girls would play at the same time they did, so maybe not a lot of games, but yeah, coaches talk. You're part of the Hillsborough School District, a big part of the community as well, so you know just how dangerous this Hillsborough team is.
Definitely. You know, Coach Johnson and I have a really good relationship, so we talk a lot. We talk X's and O's, and we just like to talk basketball, so we don't work in the same building, so that can make it tough, but definitely lots of phone calls back and forth between the two of us, so I know that he's got a very experienced team. I know that he does a great job with getting his guys prepared. And, you know, we practice every day at the same time. So just observing, you know, how they go about their business and how they go about practices and game film and everything. Like I said, I know they're going to be ready to go. So this is going to be a good matchup.
And the disappointing thing or the unfortunate thing about this Lutheran South team is don't get a great chance of seeing the day in and day out activities of their team. You don't get to see each game that they play. So we're basically kind of, you and I are looking at it on paper, essentially, and Coach Johnson, you know, had the opportunity to look at them on film. But when you do look at the roster the way we are and look at the stats that they've been putting up, their shooting percentage as a team is at 61%. That's absurd to be able to keep to have that sort of consistency scoring the ball. And they do it really well laying it up and in, as Coach Lynn talked about, and that inflates that 71% two-point field goal shooting percentage. But you look at the stats for Lutheran South, and I said it earlier today on my sports talk show, they look like a great team on paper.
Yeah, you know, this is a, like you said, on paper appears to be a really good matchup. You know, one of the things that Hillsborough has is very good size inside with Michael Brewer and Evan Worley, so Lutheran South counters with a couple of big guys of their own, so I definitely think that that's going to be an impact on the game because, you know, that Michael and Evan present a lot of problems for teams if they don't have size in there, both offensively and defensively, so that'll be a good matchup. I'm excited to see that.
You know, the thing about Michael Brewer, and I asked Coach, you know, Johnson about it, and you heard in the interview, you know, is he the guy that if he has a good game, your chances of winning are 10 times higher than if he has a bad game? And you know what? That was kind of a bad question on my part. I'll admit it, because Ben Lampkins and Mark Moore are outstanding guys. And Mark Moore is, you know, he challenges Ben Lampkins for one of the best shooters, pure shooters, on this Hillsborough Hawks team if you look at the numbers. So it's not just Michael Brewer. And you mentioned it, the Worley brothers as well, especially Evan with that post presence, his ability to extend the floor as well. He's a baseline-to-baseline kind of guy and elbow-to-elbow kind of guy as well. But you know, this team is built around, I feel like, is built around Michael Brewer.
Sure.
And that's how I feel, and I've watched, you know, watched them, and Michael will get his own. But when it comes down to a district championship game, it really does have to be a team effort, and you get a chance to be around these guys. I imagine you probably maybe you teach some of them, or maybe not necessarily teach, but interact with them.
Yeah, I had them coming through junior high as a counselor, a lot of these guys for sure.
So, well, there you go. As a counselor, you get a chance to see how they are personality-wise, mentally as well. So do you feel like that's a big strength of this Hillsborough team, and do you feel like that is a huge factor in how they would perform in this type of setting in the district championship?
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of that has to do with just Coach Johnson's teams in general do a great job of playing as a group and as a team. So, you know, I think that that's one of those situations where, you know, whether Michael scores 20 or 25, I don't think that he really cares. He just wants to win the basketball game. So I think that that definitely is just something that's going to happen. You know, he's, like you said, he's definitely going to be a big part of the offense and be a factor as far as scoring goes. But I don't think that that's something that they necessarily are going to force. If Lutheran South decides that they want to try to take that away, Hillsborough has plenty of options scoring-wise to make up for that.
All right, that is Joe Felker, head coach of the Hillsborough girls basketball team. He's going to be with us on the broadcast here tonight. We got about 3.5 to go before we're expected to have the starting lineups introduced and tip-off to come as well. So let's get to your starting lineups, the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups, the way you want to live. And we'll begin with the Lutheran South Lancers. And right off the bat, their leading scorer, 5'9" guard and a senior number 2, Nick Wagner, with 383 points to lead them in scoring. Jacob Reese follows him up as a 6'2" senior forward. Then you have Evan Mulhauser, a 6'6" senior postman. Jack Lawson, a 6'6" sophomore postman as well. And then Josiah Yeager, a senior guard at 5'10". So even the guards have a little bit of height to them. And that is the Lutheran South Presbyterian Manor starting five, led by head coach Brian Lind. And they are 16-10 this year, the Lutheran South Lancers. All right, for the Hillsborough Hawks, there we go. Mark Moore, junior guard at 5'8". Ben Lampkin, senior guard at 5'9". Michael Brewer, senior forward at 6'5". Ethan Worley, a 6'1" junior guard. And then Evan Worley, a 6'7" junior postman and forward as well. So those are the Hillsborough starting five, and they are led by Dan Johnson, the Hawks, 22-4 this season. Let's go ahead and take a look at your weather forecast, brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Right now, 38 degrees and cloudy, 73% humidity, a very light north wind. Air quality index 78, which qualifies as moderate. However, let's skip right to Saturday night and all the way through Sunday. Snow is expected. We will be under a winter storm watch beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow, all the way through Sunday as well. And we could see anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of snow in the Jefferson County area. So stock up, get your cars prepared or whatever you have to do to get ready for what is expected to be some heavy snowfall, especially for that Sunday morning. That's when the heaviest of it all is supposed to happen. So that's your Doe Run Company weather forecast. Teams are done warming up, and they're lining up on their sidelines, getting ready to be introduced to this packed house here at Hillsborough High School. So we'll step aside, let them do that. And when we come back, we'll have your new Arrowbank tip-off and get this Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship game underway right here on KJF.
Working hard for you.
So, Kim, did you call Roberts Pest Control for your bug problem?
Yes, I did. I'm so glad you suggested Roberts.
Wait a minute, Les. You're going to take credit for her calling Charlie Roberts? He's my bug guy.
Well, that may be true, but Charlie likes me better.
Really? So you have him spray your house?
Oh, not just my house. Here at Regional Radio, we use Roberts Pest Control for all our buildings, too, both inside and out. And Roberts is just a joy to work with.
Yes, they are. And again, Les, I'm so glad that you suggested them.
Boy, I just can't catch a break.
Don't let your home get overrun by pests. Call the professionals at Roberts Pest Control today at 636-243-0900, or you can visit us on the web at robertspest.com, because we want to be your bug guys too, even Kirk's.
Working hard for you.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Welcome back to Hillsborough High School. Matt Greenwood on AM 1400 at KJEF with you this evening for the Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship game. Another congratulations in order for the Rockwood Summit girls basketball team. Yeah, the fourth seed on the girls in the girls bracket defeats top seed Festus and then goes on and beats second seed Lutheran South 41-34 about 30 minutes ago right here on this very same Hawk basketball floor. And so Rockwood Summit district champions on the girls side, but we're gonna have a different one on the boys side, that's for sure. Hillsborough Lutheran South, that is the matchup. The Lutheran South visiting Lancers have been announced, and now the home crowd in favor of the Hillsborough Hawks being introduced to Coach Johnson's starting five. And just a quick recap for you. Lutheran South starting five, Nick Wagner, Jacob Reese, Evan Mulhauser, Jack Lawson, and Josiah Yeager. And for Hillsborough, it is Mark Moore, Ben Lampkins, Michael Brewer, Ethan Worley, and Evan Worley. Coach Felker from the Hillsborough girls basketball team joining us here on the broadcast. And again, Coach, a great appreciation to you volunteering your time here for this. And now that we're literally moments away from the start of this ball game, how are you feeling?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. Like I said, this is a great matchup, I think, between two really good teams, well-coached teams. So I think this is going to be a good game. We've got a packed house here. Looking forward to it.
All right. Let's tell you about New Era Bank. It is our tip-off sponsor. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. That is New Era Bank member FDIC. No Hillsborough band here tonight, but I'll tell you this, the crowd is ready to take their place as the student section already bouncing up and down on the Hillsborough side as Michael Brewer and Jack Lawson, the 6'5" and the 6'6" guy, ready to tip, and Brewer tipped it backwards towards Moore, but intervening there for Lutheran South was Nick Wagner, the leading scorer for the Lancers. Left to right, Lutheran South going on your radio dials here in the first half. A corner three from the near side is off the mark from Jack Lawson, and a backside rebound along the baseline for Ben Lampkins. He comes up the floor quickly, establishes position on the right side, gets a Brewer screen left, dribbles with the left, cut off there, goes back over to his right, and a wing three from Evan Worley cannot fall as he draws back iron. 30 seconds into this one, Lutheran South, the second possession with it. Evan Mulhauser on the crossover, hands it off to Yeager. Now they go to the top, and a drive to the middle, and a body bump off the chest of Evan Worley, getting it up with the right hand, off glass and in, Jacob Reese. Hillsborough into the front court, right side elbow, Lampkins over to Moore along the wing, lob pass to Brewer, brings it down, draws a double pump fake, two defenders get up in the air, and
That was Evan Worley.
They're about the same height. And
a nice pass from Mark Moore there over the top of the defense.
We'll try to peer around the bar a little bit better here. That is Mulhauser on the left elbow. Thought about getting to the rim, but cut off there by Evan Worley. Mulhauser gave it up, got it back. Now he makes his move, spins from his right to his left, and a little baby hook there over Worley is good.
That's the third time that Lutheran South has used that elbow there at the high post to run their offense with three different guys.
Jump pass, Lampkins from the elbow to the near corner for Ethan Worley. Gets into the paint amongst the bigs. Couple of head fakes, spins, throws up a wild shot that Evan Worley, his brother, brings down, and then his shot is blocked.
Ooh,
pass up ahead by Lutheran South. It's stolen by Moore. Moore gets around the big man underneath, kicks it up to the left of the key, and a wing and a three ball from Ethan Worley is off the mark, but a midair tip back by Mark Moore. How'd he sneak in there?
That was great anticipation on his part.
4-4, under six to play in this first quarter. Jack Lawson and Lutheran South swing it around. And a left wing three is blocked by Michael Brewer. Tapped out by Brewer to Moore. Up ahead. Tough shot. Off balance. The leaner is off glass and in. And Hillsborough takes the lead. Moore with an early four. Near steal on the sideline. Ethan Worley getting his hands in there. He finally pokes it towards midcourt and picks it up. Worley to Brewer. Back to Worley. Underneath. Pass to Evan. Evan off glass and in from the left. Hillsborough pushing the pace. They've doubled up their lead. 8-4 with 5:18 to play in the first quarter. Lutheran South again going left to right. Middle of the floor between the circles was Jaeger. Jaeger back with it. Lobs it to the sideline. And Michael Brewer jumps. Steals it. Pass up ahead to midcourt. Moore brings it down. And he'll go and lay it up and in without it being contested at all. A two on none. McDonald's fast break for Hillsborough. Mark Moore gets the two. And Hillsborough's out in front 10-4. Timeout called by Brian Lynn to Lutheran South with 5:02 to play. Let's tell you about McDonald's. They are our fast break sponsor this season, and they say that they've got some tasty breakfast, and they do it fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg, another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Coach, this is the pace that Hillsborough wants.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Lutheran South likes to play fast also, but the Hawks have scored 10 points already. Michael Brewer does not have a point, so that just tells you the way they're attacking in transition with whoever's got the best shot.
Lutheran South in 26 games, averaging 37 shot attempts a game compared to Hillsborough's 45. 10-4, Hawks, 4:50 to play, left elbow. It is Mulhauser, dribbles to the free throw line, picks it up, finds Lawson, gives him the screen. Lawson around it, lost the handle along the baseline. It appears to be Austin Reese who tried to save it from going out of bounds and couldn't do so. Austin Reese, a 6'2 sophomore, checks in off the bench for Coach Lind and the Lancers. But a turnover there by Lutheran South, and Hillsborough up by six, chance to extend. Right to left, the Hawks go. Lampkins at the volleyball line, slings over the near wing for Ethan Worley. To Evan Worley along the baseline, and he traveled. Boy, officials are always on top of those traveling calls. As soon as you receive the ball, they look at your feet.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to do because your mind is telling you to go, and sometimes your feet go a little too fast.
All right, for Lutheran South, it'll be Jacob Reese to inbound in the backcourt. Hillsborough puts two men back there as bringing the ball up the floor is Josiah Jaeger. Jaeger with the right-hand dribble. Next bucket for Jaeger would put him above 300 points for the season. Here's Austin Reese with it. Top of the key comes to the near side for Lawson. Back over to Reese, and Reese had that pass behind him, and it rolls out of bounds near midcourt. Turnover by Lutheran South. They're fourth. So an inbound near midcourt on the opposite side of the Hillsborough bench. Lampkins gets it to Moore, who just gives it right back. Lampkins says something to Moore about 10 feet away and delivers the ball to him. Now Moore lobs it from the right side to the low post. Evan Worley tried to turn around and find his brother Ethan, and it was tapped out of bounds by Lawson. It'll stay Hillsborough basketball as Coach Lynn continues to keep his arms folded across his chest, now standing behind the official as the ball is inbounded to Worley in the corner. Lobs it down low to Brewer, creates space. Brewer goes up with the right hand from the right side, off glass and in. And there you go, Michael Brewer with his 532nd point of the season. An easy two for him, and the Hawks up 12-4, inside of four to play in the first quarter. Far side from us, which is the left side of the floor, is Jaeger. Over to the left of the key for Austin Reese. Jump pass from the elbow extended. Over to Mulhauser. Down low on a nice back cut there for an easy lay-in for Josiah Jaeger.
That was a really nice back cut and a nice pass there from the free throw line.
Jaeger joins Nick Wagner as only players for Lutheran South to have 300 or more points this season. A corner three from Evan Worley, and it rattled out. Went in, came back out. 3:15 to play. Hillsborough up 12-6. Right side of the floor, Josiah Jaeger. Uncontested there. Lampkins within distance, though. Jaeger gives it up. Lutheran South now left mid-block, taking it. Mulhauser into the paint. Evan Worley sticks. Mulhauser gives it up to Lawson. Lawson all the way from the near wing, all the way to the left side, and throws up a shot and a whistle and a foul as Evan Worley apparently brought his right arm down trying to block the layup. Actually, they're going to call him for a push. So to the free throw line is Lawson. Jack Lawson, a 64% free throw shooter, spins the first one in. As a team, the Lutheran South Lancers, a 66% free throw shooting team. That was attempt number 535 of the season. And you'll get the second free throw to go, Lawson. And Lutheran South on a mini 4-0 run to trail by four. And Lawson will take a seat. And checking in for the first time tonight is, oh, I think checking back in.
Yeah, I think number 21, Austin Reese, just checked back in.
Reese checked back in. Back in, there you go. There's Brewer underneath, off glass and in. Easy two for Brewer with the mismatch.
So Lawson just checked out one of their 6'6 guys, so they only have one big guy in the game. They put him on Evan Worley with left Michael Brewer with a mismatch in the post.
Block at the rim. Evan Worley swats away a Jaeger shot, but a loose ball is picked up by the Crusaders. Now Mulhauser in the post, had it stripped, got it back, kicks out to the wing. Three ball short from Jaeger. Rebounded, though, by Reese. Fights off the defender, gives up the ball. Now the right side paint, it is Jaeger. No shot there. Gives it up, gets it back in the corner. Baseline pass to Reese. Got away with a travel underneath. Put up a shot off glass. No good. Gets his own miss. Puts it back up and in. Back up, and Evan Worley there to contest it. Empty possession there for Lutheran South. They had three or four good looks at it. Brewer straight away. Three. Swishes it home. Michael Brewer with seven. 17-8 Hawks with 1:50 to play in the first. Lutheran South better be careful. Don't want to get down 15 or 20 before the end of the break. Austin Reese from the near wing, which is right side of the floor. Over into the corner for Jaeger. Dribbles out behind the line. Flips it up top. Swing around into the far corner. Second pass back to the wing for Reese. Reese back into the corner. Baseline drive and a high shot just above the window. Good attack there by Nick Wagner. He's up to 385 points this season with that layup, averaging just south of 15 a game. And the Lancers back down by seven with 1:13 to play. Brewer dribbles with the left hand to the free throw line, bounces it to the low block. Worley, though, cannot get the shot off glass, but a loose ball picked up by Moore. Elbow extended Jay from about 13 feet, no good. And an outlet pass by Lutheran South is swatted into the path of Brewer by Moore, but intervening was Wagner to take it from the big man. Left side of the floor, Lutheran South, they almost turned it over. 50 seconds to play, down by seven. Couple of quick passes, and the fourth pass was deflected up into the air by Ethan Worley. Coast to coast, spins it up and in. Ethan Worley in attack mode. Puts himself on the scoreboard, 19-10, Hillsboro. 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Class 4, District 3 championship game. Jaeger with it, spins, puts his back into Moore, still dribbling over to the left wing for Wagner. Line drive two and pass down low, and the shot is altered at the rim as Reese cannot get it up and in. 14 seconds to go, Hillsboro in possession. Watch out for that alley-oop if you're Lutheran South.
Exactly, it's a big possession here for Lutheran South to get a stop.
Moore, left-hand dribble, top of the key, now between the circles, 2 seconds over to Lampkins. Three ball is no good, and a whistle. And a foul, and it's actually underneath away from the ball. Jaeger, who blocked the shot, thought it was on him, but no, they're going to call a push foul underneath by Jacob Reese.
1 second left, so just time for a catch and shoot here for the Hawks.
Certainly is. And Reese, Jacob Reese, will come off the floor. Underneath the basket, down to the left, it is Lampkins wearing the white leg sleeves. Lampkin surveys, has to get it in. He does. Worley, midair put up with the two hands from about 8 feet out, and he short-armed it. But Hillsboro, a good, strong first quarter. They lead Lutheran South 19-10 after one period in this Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa.
and the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Welcome back to Hillsboro High School. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Joe Felker, in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Class 4, District 3 Boys Championship. Hillsboro could not have asked for a better start. They lead 19-10 as we start the second period. Evan Worley with the ball, corralled in his right hand, left open for a wide open three, and draws back iron. Rebounded by Lutheran South. And a behind-the-back bounce pass by Wagner, nearly stolen by Hillsboro near midcourt. However, Lutheran South able to save it. Now Nick Wagner will rise for a three from the corner and gets it to go, leading the team with 64 three-point field goals. Second on the team is Jack Lawson with 32, so he's well behind. Three ball from Ben Lampkins to try to retaliate, but he misses a little too strong. Rebound by Nick Wagner. So Wagner proven to be the tough guy here tonight so far for the Lancers. Into the front court, Wagner. Pass into the corner for Jaeger. And then Jaeger dribbles all the way out to the volleyball line. Swings it to the left wing for Wagner. Back over to Jaeger. Jaeger dribbles to the right elbow. Now brings it back as Lampkin sticks with him. Jaeger gives it up. Jack Lawson from the wing to the paint. Missed the shot as it was blocked. Outlet pass. Ben Lampkins blows the layup. He's so used to making them. He thought he had it easy. It was a three-on-none fast break. Hillsboro gets back on defense, spinning his way into the paint, dribbling it off the body of Evan Worley. Was Jaeger out of bounds? It will stay Lutheran South basketball, and Ben Lampkins will never miss a shot like that the rest of his life.
Yeah, you don't see that very often from Ben. Hopefully he'll be able to recover from that, but that was a great outlet pass there by Mark Moore.
19-13, Hillsboro lead, 6.5 to play. Quick inbound, three ball from straight away off the mark. Jaeger, long rebound though, out towards the left of the key, brought in by the Lancers.
That's another left rebound there for Wagner.
Yep, left wing three now for Nick Wagner. He connects for the second time this quarter. And Lancers on a 6-0 run to start the second quarter, down by 3, 6:15 to play. Coach Lind had his guys standing on the floor in between quarters. Here's a dump off pass. Brewer lays it up and in, should have been a foul.
They definitely got pushed there after the play.
Michael Brewer with a team-high 9. 21-16, Hawks 6 to play. Between the circles, it is Wagner. One-hand pass to the near wing for Lawson. Over into the corner. Dribbling out of it was Prang. Found a teammate. Extra pass to the corner. And a three ball is off the mark by Jaeger. Long rebound chased out. Or chased down, I should say, by Lampkins. Crossing the timeline quickly, Lampkins. Right to left, the Hawks operating in this first half. Lampkins, right wing, gets the screen from Brewer, frees him up for a wide open three. It's too strong, and a backside rebound for Lawson. Lawson tries a 40-foot pass up ahead at the knees of his teammate. It's deflected towards the corner by Hillsboro. Mark Moore trying to find his own and throws it all the way back to the other end of the floor.
That was a good effort. I think he was just trying to throw it down there in case somebody was going that way and they could recover it and get an extra possession for Hillsboro.
Jonathan Prang came on for literally 20 seconds, and he's right back off the floor for Lutheran South. They are in possession, and they have to bring it all the way back from the backcourt to the front, and they do. 5:10 to play. Left side of the floor with it is Lawson. Gets rid of it. Gets it back. No, Wagner in the corner. Another three. Man, this kid cannot miss. Three threes for Nick Wagner, single-handedly bringing Lutheran South back into this ballgame. They trail by two. Ethan Worley. Head fake at the wing. Goes to the mid-block right side. Shot blocked. 40-foot pass up ahead. Lutheran South at the rim. Missing it. Too strong. Reese. Loose ball into the corner and knocked away by the Hawks.
And Nick Wagner's stats for the season definitely don't lie here. He's 63 for 132 from three-point. That's 47%. It's showing tonight.
He's added three here tonight. Could be closer to 49 now. And obviously a pure shooter. If you look at his overall percentage at 57%. Here's Lutheran South with a chance to tie with a layup. It's altered by Worley at the rim, but getting it back, Jaeger. Wraparound pass to Mulhauser. Extra pass to the wing. Nick Wagner trying to get his fourth three of the night, but it's too strong. But Mulhauser brings it down. Kick out to Lawson from the wing. His three is too strong. Lutheran South fails to take the lead with two shots on that possession. 4:13 to go. Hillsborough still up 21-19. Nice find by Moore. Worley to finish. Yes, Evan Worley finishes. The beautiful pass from Mark Moore. The three is good. Evan Worley with seven on the night. And Hillsborough back up five. Left open for a three on the wing, Lawson, but he passes it up. Gets the ball over to the wing side. The other wing for Reese. And then a bounce pass underneath in the paint for Jaeger, and he gets called for traveling. Garrett Pinkley ready to check in for Hillsborough for the first time tonight. It's Lampkins, Pinkley, Moore, Brewer, and Evan Worley on the floor. Of course, Ben Lampkins had an older brother, Garrett Lampkins, that played just a little while ago, just a few years ago for Hillsborough and Coach Johnson. Ben gives it up to Brewer on the right elbow. Thought about a shot there, but instead goes to the corner for Ben Lampkins, who is 1-for-4 on the night. They'll swing it around the perimeter to the near side. Moore off balance, right-hand floater from the baseline. No good. Rebound. Jaeger spins away from the defender into the front court, kicks it to the corner, and a wide-open Nick Wagner three is too strong. Actually spun out, and then Mulhauser with an over-the-back foul. As Ben Lampkins went for the rebound, Mulhauser knocked him over. That is only two team fouls for Lutheran South and only one for Hillsborough so far.
Been a pretty clean game so far. Both teams are doing a great job on defense.
Coach Johnson pacing up and down the sideline. Stops in front of one of his assistants. As Hillsborough in possession, up by five. Evan Worley, a straightaway three. You left him open, and you're going to pay for it, Lutheran South, as Evan gets it to go. His second three of the quarter. He's into double figures with 10, and Hillsborough's back up by seven.
I think he just stepped on the line there. They gave him a two on that.
Okay, they gave him a two, yes. And there's a little drive along the baseline, and the ball knocked away as Reese lost it. But it will stay Lutheran South basketball.
I think part of South's game plan coming in looks like was to give Evan some space on the outside, and he missed a couple shots to begin with there, but he's made his last few, so they're going to have to make a decision if they want to keep that going or not.
I wonder how much of that toe was on the line. Does it look good from three from here? 2:45 to play, inbound for the Lancers. Right in front of the Hillsborough student section. Can't be too friendly. Ball out towards midcourt now as it's Nick Wagner who has three threes in the second quarter. Wagner gives up the ball, gets it back on a wing-to-wing pass, then lines it over to the right block extended for Mulhauser. Dribbles the left to the elbow, bounces it to the paint, and having it knocked away was Reese. I believe Garrett Pinkley got his hands in there. Hillsborough the other way. Evan Worley thinking about a deep two on the right side, but pulls it out. Finds Garrett Pinkley at the top. Over to the left of the key for Lampkins. Back to Evan Worley. Evan slings it over to the right wing, right in front of that sideline for Pinkley, who gives it up to Moore. Moore, head fake, left, drives right, off glass, just outside the paint over the 6'6" Mulhauser, and he gets it to go. Mark Moore with eight, Hillsborough up 28-19, inside of two to play in the second quarter. At the elbow, with the bounce pass, is Jaeger to Reese, back to Jaeger, left of the key, three ball, rattles home. All 12 points for Lutheran South in this second quarter coming from beyond the arc. Here's Brewer giving a screen to Lampkins' right wing. Lampkins picked up defensively, tries to bounce it into the corner, poked away by Jack Lawson, and Lutheran South has it. Left to right, the Lancers are going. There's a three ball from Jack Lawson, a quick trigger, and it pays off as he brings Lutheran South to within three. Lampkins, a screen from Evan Worley right of the key, gets around it, gives it back to Worley on the right side. Worley back to Lampkins on the near side. Lampkins, another screen by Evan Worley. Lampkins to the right elbow. Dumps it off for Brewer. Crossover pass to Pinkley. Bounces it to the right side for Evan Worley. And that's a beautiful play. Evan Worley finishes it with a shot off glass. And Hillsborough has extended their lead back up to 30-25 with 1:03 to play. We've got ourselves a 30-second Patches Furniture timeout. And we'll take it here on KJO.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues. which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
55 points combined between Lutheran South and Hillsborough, but the Hawks have the most, 30-25. Their lead on the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Timeout was called on the floor, and Lutheran South in possession in the front court, going left to right with 50 seconds to play. Left of the key, Jacob Reese over to Jaeger between the circles. Jaeger dribbling with the right hand. Lampkins faces him up. Now Jaeger around Lampkins to the baseline, underneath amongst the bigs, dribbles away from them into the corner and gives it up to Lawson, who just hit a three. Lawson to Mulhauser. Left elbow, kick out to the wing, Wagner. Swing pass down low for Reese in the post. Extra pass for a 12-foot J from the left side. It is good from Mulhauser. Mulhauser has not scored since giving Lutheran South a 4-2 lead in the first quarter. Hillsborough has led since. 30-27 the score, 15 seconds to play in the first half, and Lampkins will kill the clock here. Also got to watch out for that alley-oop. They got one at the end of the first half in their win over Festus on Tuesday night to set them up into this championship game. 4 seconds now. Worley, middle of the floor, three ball. This is a no-doubter, but he missed it. And the buzzer will sound as Lutheran South corrals the rebound. 19-10, Hillsborough led after one quarter, but Lutheran South cuts into the deficit. They trail 30-27 as Hillsborough remains on top in this Class 4 District 3 championship game on KJF. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Working hard for you.
So, Kim, did you call Roberts Pest Control for your bug problem?
Yes, I did. I'm so glad you suggested Roberts.
Wait a minute, Les. You're going to take credit for her calling Charlie Roberts? He's my bug guy.
Well, that may be true, but Charlie likes me better.
Really? So you have him spray your house?
Oh, not just my house. Here at Regional Radio, we use Roberts Pest Control for all our buildings, too, both inside and out. And Roberts is just a joy to work with.
Yes, they are. And again, Les, I'm so glad that you suggested them.
Boy, I just can't catch a break.
Don't let your home get overrun by pests. Call the professionals at Roberts Pest Control today at 636-243-0900, or you can visit us on the web at robertspest.com, because we want to be your bug guys too, even Kirk's.
Working hard for you.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Parents, mark your calendars. Kids Night Out at the YMCA will be Saturday, March 16th from 6 to 10 p.m. Kids ages 5 to 12 are invited to the Jefferson County Y for a safe, supervised evening of fun. Parents, you get the evening off to relax. Kids can swim, play in the gymnasium, relax with a movie, partake in crafts, and enjoy many other activities. Registration closes on March the 16th at noon. Register by calling 636-931-9622 today.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood, Joe Felker back with you at Hillsborough High School. It is halftime in this Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship game. And Hillsborough leads 30-27, but not before getting a little bit of a scare there by Lutheran South in the second quarter. The Lancers were down 19-10 after one. It seemed like all momentum was all on Hillsborough there after the first 8 minutes, but quite a few three balls quieted the crowd here and got Lutheran South back into this ball game. We got ourselves a football score right now on that Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard, 30-27, Hillsborough in the lead. And the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy is committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. And let's go ahead and before we get into the Bloomsdale Bank stats, let's talk to Coach Felker about kind of what he saw there. And the difference, Coach, in the first and the second quarter, I think it's pretty obvious. Lutheran South just started hitting from deep. And what were some things that you saw as to why they were able to get some pretty actual open looks with that Nick Wagner kid?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that I saw that they did offensively, they were attacking the elbow, using the elbow to run their offense in that first quarter a lot. In the second quarter, they used the elbow some. They also had several baseline drives where guys would just continue on and keep their dribble as opposed to getting stuck down there. And they were able to dribble through the, you know, baseline to the other side and then make a pass, maybe use the elbow and kick it out from there to get some open looks.
So when you see a team running a lot of their offense from the elbow, and they're using their bigs to do it. They're using Lawson at 6'6", and they're using Mulhauser a lot as well at 6'6". How can a defense push those big men out? Is that even possible to get those 6'6" guys a little bit uncomfortable, maybe a little bit closer to that three-point line to where you can get, you know, so you can extend that defense there and just be able to shut down the perimeter game a little more.
Sure, and some of that depends on whether or not those big guys can shoot and handle the ball, and both of Lutheran South's players can. So you can't leave them alone at the high post because they're going to be able to score from there. So you have to kind of make a decision with your defense, and really in a game like this too, at this level, with, you know, in a district championship game, you're talking about figuring out matchups and what people can do what. So I think Coach Johnson's probably in there talking about knowing who you're closing out and knowing who you're guarding so that they have a better idea of how they want to guard people as opposed to just having a generic game plan. I'm sure there's some specifics they're discussing.
And I noticed, and I'm sure you noticed as well, that Moore and Lampkins and even Garrett Pinkley, I think once or twice, when those guys, when the big men were, you know, on the elbows and handling the ball, they would kind of sneak around a little bit and knock that ball away and created some fast break opportunities. And Lampkins had one where he blew a tire, it seemed, or I don't know what happened there, but Mark Moore, Ethan Worley, both guys took advantage of some fast break opportunities. So, and I think Lutheran South kind of saw that and adjusted to it. But how can Coach Johnson and how can the Hawks get back to kind of sneaking around and maybe making it a little bit tougher on those big men?
Yeah, you know, that I thought that Ethan Worley made several nice plays down there defensively. He was really alert and got a couple extra possessions by getting some steals. And I think that, you know, this is going to be a game of adjustments. On one hand, you know, Hillsborough's given up 27 points, so that's a good defensive half. I mean, if they give up 54 points in a game, I bet Coach Johnson would take that if you told him that before the game. So you can't get too frustrated with that, but at the same time, they have to make sure that they know where those shooters are, and they're communicating that, and then they're finishing the possession with a defensive rebound.
All right, Coach, before we take one more break during this Midwest Sports Center halftime show, let's go ahead and look at some stats here, and they were provided all season long by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And we'll begin, as always, with the team on the trailing end, and that is the Lutheran South Lancers. They've got 27, and of those 27, 11 belong to Nick Wagner with 9 in the second quarter, all from beyond the arc. 2 for Jacob Reese. You got 4 for Evan Mulhauser, 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Jack Lawson had 5, and Josiah Yeager had 5 as well. Of the 17 points that Lutheran South scored in that second quarter, 15 of them came from behind the arc as Wagner led with 3 threes, and then Lawson Yeager added a 3 apiece. For the Hillsborough Hawks, they've got 30. They've got the 3-point lead. And their Bloomsdale Bank stats are as follows. Mark Moore with 8, Michael Brewer with 9, Evan Worley with 11, and Ethan Worley with 2. And maybe most surprisingly, Coach Felker, Ben Lampkins, no points.
Yeah, definitely Ben is a big part of the Hillsborough offense. So I think that that's something, like we said earlier, I don't necessarily think that they would force, but I would look for Ben to get more involved offensively in the second half.
We'll see if Coach Johnson made some good adjustments during the halftime. And when we come back, we'll see just what they are. Well, Coach Falk will be able to see them a lot better than me, but but we'll certainly talk about that and keys to the second half. So we're going to step aside here for 1 minute, come back with your keys to the second half. How does Hillsborough hang on win another district title, which would be their third in a row. How do they do it? We'll tell you next on KJEF.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995, plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on-site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Hillsborough High School, Class 4, District 3 Boys Championship. Hillsborough 30 and Lutheran South 27. Almost wanted to call him St. Pius because you see the Lancers up on the board there. The Lutheran South Lancers down by 3 here at the break. And third quarter's about to begin, so we'll turn to Coach Felker real quickly and get his keys to the second half. How Hillsborough wins this game, Coach? How do they hang on and win?
You know, I think one of the things that they haven't really gone to that would be something that they would normally do is to get the ball inside to Michael. I think that Michael's got a good matchup down there, and I think he'll make good decisions, and that would also possibly kickstart Ben from the outside. So that's something that I would definitely look for.
All right, Hillsborough, Jefferson County Large Schools Conference champs, the top seed in this Class 4 District 3 tournament, trying to win it at home in front of the home crowd and move on to the Class 4 sectionals where they'll play the winner of St. Mary and Gateway, who is playing at this very moment as well. All right, third quarter has begun, and Lutheran South has a chance to tie with a three ball here. They have the ball around the perimeter. It's Jaeger on the near side of the floor as Lutheran South goes right to left in this second half. And on the far side, right wing, Jaeger bounces it to Mulhauser. Post extended, Mulhauser gets it back from Jacob Reese and rises for a little 12-footer that goes in off the front rim. So Evan Mulhauser and the Lancers down by one, 7:24 to play. Mark Moore dribbles along the perimeter and left-hand pass over to Ethan Worley, over to Brewer in the corner. Weaves his way around, circles his way around two Lancer defenders and lays it up and in from the right side. And shot blocked out of bounds by Evan Worley as hitting the deck pretty hard. Able to brace himself, though, is Jacob Reese, and it stays Lutheran South ball. Michael Brewer and Evan Worley each with 11. There's an elbow jumper that grazes the side of the rim, and Lawson unable to connect. Outlet pass for Hillsborough up ahead towards the Lampkins on the far sideline, and it's tapped away out of bounds by Jacob Reese. Inbound Lampkins into the backcourt for Mark Moore as Hillsborough operates left to right. Under 7 to play in this third quarter. 3-point lead Hillsborough. Dribble between the legs for Moore, gives it up to Ethan Worley. Worley along the wing, dribbles back a couple of steps and flips it over to Evan Worley. Back over to Ethan. Evan sets the screen. Ethan still with the ball. Left-hand dribble, hesitation move, and then gets right past two Lancer defenders all the way to the 10, and finger rolls it home.
That was a great change of pace move there by Ethan.
34-29, Hillsborough back up by five. Swing pass from the corner to underneath for Jaeger, dribbles along the baseline, then spins back around Brewer, back to the rim, but lays it up no good. Hillsborough running, Ethan Worley from right to left, jump pass through the paint, tries to find his brother Evan, but could not do so. Lutheran South intercepts it, and they're heading the other way. Jacob Reese with the ball over to Nick Wagner, another three, no sir. Rebound, Evan Worley. Nick Wagner with 11 to lead all South Lutheran South scores. Here's Moore with a head fake from the corner to the baseline. Floater just outside the paint. Comes up short. Loose ball underneath. Scooped up by Mulhauser. Lampkins dove on the floor. He gets back up, and now he's on the chase. Euro step right to left. Layup. Lawson no good. And a whistle. And is it a foul? Yes, a foul on Hillsborough. I couldn't quite tell if they were going to call him for the travel or not.
Yeah, that was a slow Eurostep move there, but yeah. They haven't, officials have not been calling a lot of fouls in this game. They've been letting them play.
Yeah, only three team fouls combined between these two teams in the first half, and only one so far to start this third. Lawson, first free throw, gets the friendly bounce. Neither of these teams, when it comes down to a 2 or 3 point game, if they have the lead, they tend to not relinquish it because they are really good free throw shooting teams.
Yeah, that's no surprise that teams that are in this position are good at the free throw line.
66% for Hillsborough, or excuse me, for Lutheran South, 73% for Hillsborough. However, Lawson does miss that free throw, and that's the commentator's jinx right there. Hillsborough maintains their 34-30 lead with 5:25 to play. Here's Ethan Worley. Another change of pace move this time, though. Stolen by Austin Reese. Up ahead. Two-on-two fast break. Dumps it off for a Jaeger layup. That's no good. Rebounded by Ethan Worley. Flips it up ahead into the front court. Brewer. Extra pass in the corner. Evan Worley falls down. No call. Airballed the three. Now here's a behind-the-back right-hand pass. Wagner into the corner and the three is good from Austin Reese. Beautiful play by Nick Wagner, showing off his point guard skills.
That was a great pass.
Lancers down by one, 4:50 to play. Hillsborough trying to go back up, and Coach Johnson needs a 30-second timeout. 4:45 to play. Hillsborough up by one. Let's take this 30-second chance and do this. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42 that certain credits taken to Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, now you do. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000. Or visit jeffco.edu today. Hillsborough trying to fend off another Lutheran South rally. It was 34-29, now 34-33. Hillsborough on top. Out of the timeout by Coach Johnson. Hillsborough has it, and it's Mark Moore on the second half of the letter H. Representing Hillsborough, gives it up to Garrett Pinkley. Bounce pass to the post, is poked away into the corner. Evan Worley gets it. Keeps it for Hillsborough, goes to Garrett Pinkley, who swings it over his right shoulder to Lampkins. Lampkins looking to find Evan Worley. He does on the near wing, and then a bad pass towards Brewer as Brewer cut Evan Worley. Thought he was going to stay at the top of the key, and it goes out of bounds on the opposite side of the floor. Now Lutheran South with a chance to take their first lead since they led 4-2 in the first quarter.
I think Hillsborough needs to settle down a little bit there on offense or have a couple turnovers there the last few possessions.
10 turnovers a game this season for Hillsborough. Oh my goodness. Michael Brewer tumbling over the back of Austin Reese as Reese gave him a head fake and on the three ball, and Brewer gets right back up. Gee whiz. That would have been
really
terrible.
Really bad. He was very high up in the air.
I don't even see a limp. He's a tough kid, Michael Brewer. Going to be exciting to see how he does in baseball at Southern Miss next year. 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. He's good. Lutheran South with a chance to take their lead, their first lead since the first quarter. Nick Wagner on the near side. Dribbles through the legs on the wing. Moore sticks with him. Gets a screen. Does Wagner. Comes back over to the near side. And a Jacob Reese wing attack all the way to the cup. Michael Brewer stops it. Outlet pass up the middle of the floor. And it's stolen by Wagner. Now Wagner slips behind the back. Dribble. Fancy dribble. Gets around Brewer. Kicks it over to the wing. And a three ball. Lawson is back of the backboard, no good, but there for the putback try with the left hand is Austin Reese, and Lutheran South up 35-34, their first lead since the first quarter. Lampkins picks up his dribble, top of the circle, over to the near wing Brewer. They'll swing it back to the left side for Lampkins. Gets a screen from Garrett Pinkley. Pinkley cuts. Lampkins keeps to the elbow. Jump pass to Moore. Moore into the paint. Kick out to the wing. Garrett Pinkley passes up a three, instead finds Brewer, gets nudged from behind, no call, but Brewer still gets it high off glass and in. Lutheran South out and running. Hillsborough back on top by one. Mulhauser, bounce pass to Brewer. He steals it. Up ahead, Lampkin stares at the defender, then flips it up over the defender, off glass and in. And Hillsborough up 38-35. Ben Lampkins, his first 2 points of the night, forces a timeout by Lutheran South. 32nd timeout. Let's take it with them. 38-35 Hillsborough with 2:52 to play in the third.
Josh Harris on the line now for Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, warm weather right around the corner. That's when Midwest Sports Center really shines.
It's time to get geared up for watercraft. Huge rebates going on right now, Mark. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store, right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Hillsborough down for just a few seconds, but they retake the lead 38-35 over Lutheran South. 2:45 to play in this third quarter. Matt Greenwood with you at Hillsborough High School. Joe Felker, Hillsborough girls basketball coach, with us on the broadcast tonight and doing a fine job. There's a wing-to-wing pass. Wagner finds Lawson in the corner, drives, dumps off, and a floater in the lane with the right hand. It's good from from Jacob Reese. Lancers back within one. Seesaw battle here in the last couple of minutes in the third quarter, and a moving screen call on Brewer. No.
No, I think he grabbed him across the shoulder there.
All right, so the foul goes on Lutheran South. And that is on Josiah Yeager. So an inbound along the baseline for Lampkins. Lobs it to the elbow for Garrett Pinkley, and Hillsborough gets into their offensive set. 2:15 to go. Lampkins over to Pinkley along the wing to Mark Moore. Mark Moore puts his back into the defender, to the paint, kick out to the wing. Zach Whaley in for the first time. To Brewer down low. Up top to Lampkins. Three ball rattles out. He cannot buy a basket tonight. Ben Lampkins, he's 1-for-8. Baseline attack. Floater outside the lane. No good, but hitting the deck was lost, and he was pushed. And that's going to be two shots coming for Jack Lawson. 6'6", sophomore for the Lancers.
Got Zach Whaley in for the Hawks, seeing his first action of the night.
Lawson, 6 points tonight so far. That puts him at 303 for the season. He averages about 11.5 per game. Chance to get points number 7 and 8. And there's point number 7 to tie us up at 38 apiece with 1:57 to play in the third quarter. Another one coming for Jack Lawson. So Baker Party is up to 305 total. And that one hangs off the front rim and comes down. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Austin Reese. So it will be Hillsborough basketball. 38-38. This one feels like it's going to come down to the wire. Hillsborough, their largest lead of the night has been 9. Lutheran South, 2. Mark Moore on the near wing. Over into the corner, Garrett Pinkley as Hillsborough operates left to right. And here's Whaley between the circles right side. Over to the left side for Lampkins. Lampkins to the left wing, Moore. Starts right, goes left, gets to the cup, throws it off glass, and gets it to go.
That was a great hesitation move, and he actually hung in the air there for a second, let the defense go by, and then make that shot.
Three guys in double figures for Hillsborough with that layup there for Moore. 40-38. Red, white, and blue on top. 1:20 to play. Left-hand dribble, Yeager. Kicks to the wing, Lawson. Back into the defender. Goes over it in the corner for Yeager. Dribbles along the baseline. Zach Whaley with some length. Keeps him there. Backed out into the corner. Yeager finds Lawson for a three from the wing, and that's no good. And underneath, Zach Whaley left all alone by his teammates. He's stolen from by Jacob Reese. Excuse me, by Austin Reese, who's able to find Lawson at the rim for an easy two. Hillsborough had all four guys go up the floor, leaving Whaley to fend off two Lancers, and they beat him and tie it up at 40 apiece. And now a reach and foul on Lawson as Brewer tried to attack the paint. Starting to see a few more fouls, a little bit more physicality happen here. Two team fouls for Lutheran South, 3 for Hillsborough. 45.1 ticks. Quick inbound there by Brewer, and Pinkley's pass on the sideline is tipped out. And it will stay Hillsborough basketball. Inbound to Whaley, not looking to shoot, finds Lampkins, the inbounder. Lampkins with the left-hand dribble, middle of the floor as they go left to right Hillsborough in this third quarter. Here's Brewer along the wing. Splits a double, kicks out to the corner. A three-ball Whaley is off the mark, but a whistle and a foul first as Brewer gets called for the charge.
That is his third foul.
So third personal for Michael Brewer. Evan Worley coming into the game for Zach Whaley, who had a rough couple of minutes there. But Coach Johnson reassuring him that he did a good job getting on the floor and giving some of his guys a break. And now Lutheran South making a change. Jacob Reese comes off the floor, and into the game is Austin Reese. 25 seconds to play, 40 apiece in this third quarter. With the ball, Lancers. Chance to take the lead at the end of this third. 18 seconds. Handling the ball, it is Jaeger. Gives it up to Wagner. Now he has the ball with his right hand. Picks up his dribble. Overhand pass back to his left to the wing. 7 seconds to go. Gets it back, Wagner. A three ball is off the mark. 4 seconds. Rebounded by Brewer. 3 seconds. Pass up ahead. 2 seconds. It's deflected away. And no shot coming as the buzzer will sound. 40-40, that's your score after three in the Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship game. Hillsboro, Lutheran South coming down to the wire. Don't miss the end. We're coming back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter here on KJF.
Here's another selling tip from Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate.
When should you list? Now is a great time. Supply is low, but there are still an adequate number of buyers available. This will give you a greater opportunity of selling due to less competition. Call or text me, Vanessa Troche, at 573-330-6261.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We'll help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Lutheran South beat Rockwood Summit in the semis to reach this Class 4 District 3 Boys Championship game. Hillsboro knocked off Festus 57-43 on Tuesday to earn their spot. 40-40, these teams have been tight for most of the game as we start the fourth. There's a three-pointer, Evan Worley. He falls down, no call, as he missed a shot. Lutheran South out and running into the front court quickly. Lawson stops at the baseline, jump pass in the mid-block. Mulhauser. Mulhauser, tough shot over Worley. And he airballs it. Backside rebound by the Hawks. They come up the floor more. Left to the key. Gets the screen to the elbow. Jumper rattles through.
The officials are really letting these teams play. They're allowing a lot of contact to go on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, but when a shooter comes down on a defender like that, that's got to be a foul.
Yeah, it should be.
It's like the easiest call. NBA knows what we're talking about. There's Jack Lawson in the corner. Pump fakes the pass, dribbles to the elbow, goes to the wing for an Austin Reese three. That's off the mark, and it's rebounded there by Garrett Pinkley, who's getting some healthy minutes tonight. Pinkley shovels it forward to Lampkins into the front court. Lampkins gets a little crossover screen by Pinkley, gives up the ball to Mark Moore. Mark Moore, like a jet all the way to the rim, laid it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul off the missed shot. And I believe it's a loose ball foul on Lutheran South.
A great hustle there by Garrett Pinkley to get that rebound.
Coach Lind for Lutheran South on a knee, taking a big sip of water. As Hillsboro has possession up 42-46, 51 to play. Lampkins inbounds it to Brewer on the left side of the floor. That's far side from us. Brewer to Moore, spins into the paint. Left-hand shot, no good. Rebound, Evan Worley fighting off arms. Goes back up with it off glass, and it rolls around and falls through for Worley.
The tough rebound. He had about three guys hanging all over him when he grabbed that.
13 for Evan Worley, 13 for Michael Brewer, and 12 for Mark Moore. 44-40 Hillsboro, back up by four with 6:20 to play. Right to left are the Lancers. On the right side of the floor, a pass from the wing to the corner by Lawson is knocked away by Michael Brewer. Brewer taking a very scary spill over one of the shooters for Lutheran South towards the tail end of that third quarter, but he seems to be all right. He's played since. There's an inbound in that deep corner, and an elbow extended jumper is off the mark by Lawson. And Hillsboro pushing Moore inside the three-point arc, and from straight away, 18 feet out, Moore gets it to go Mark Moore has been Mr. Consistent for the Hawks. They're up 46-40, 5:50 to play. And a steal by Mark Moore, leading a two-on-one fast break. He's wrapped up twice. The second one is the call. And Hillsborough wants an intentional foul called.
It was called.
Couldn't quite tell who it was. That was Jaeger who gets called for the intentional foul, and Coach Lynn brings his guys over to him for a quick chat. Garrett Pinkley trying to get in on that conversation as Mark Moore will shoot two free throws, and Hillsborough will get the ball back, and Moore spins up the first one. It's good. Mark Moore, an 88% free throw shooter, doesn't get any better than that. And off the back iron, the second free throw falls through, and now the crowd has noticed that Lutheran South and Hillsborough are jawing back and forth along the sideline. Believe it or not, those are the first free throws of the night for Hillsborough. Coach Lind is hot, and he's talking to the official, who's just as red in the face as they try to talk above this Hillsborough crowd. Moore got both of his free throws to go. Hillsborough up 48-40 with 5:45 to play. They've got the ball, chance to go up double figures. Garrett Pinkley gets pushed from behind, and a five-second call was called instead. Lampkins took too long to inbound it. The whistle came immediately after Garrett Pinkley got pushed, so I thought that's what the call was, Coach.
There was a shove right around that same time for sure.
So it's Lutheran South basketball after the five-second call on Lampkins. The Lancers in possession at the free throw line, stumbling, losing his dribble was Austin Reese. Beg your pardon, Jacob Reese. And then a tie-up is called. Possession arrow favors Lutheran South. Down to our left, as we're up here on the second level at Hillsborough High School. It's an inbound left of the basket there for Reese. Jacob Reese gets it into Jaeger. Head fake, dribbles to the mid-block, and floats it up there with the right hand and connects.
That was a big shot there for Lutheran South. They needed that basket.
First 2 points of the fourth quarter for the Lancers. They trail 48-42. High ball screen, Lampkins gets around Brewer, kicks it into the corner for Evan Worley, who goes back to Lampkins. Lampkins over to Garrett Pinkley, to Moore along the wing. Two-hand shovel to Pinkley straight away. Gives it up quickly to Evan Worley. Look to pass it to Brewer in the post. Finally, Evan Worley does bounce it in his direction, but Lawson gets around Brewer and knocks it away. It will stay Hillsborough basketball as the Hawks are actually slowing down the pace here, Coach.
Yeah, I think they're just taking their time to get the best shot they can on offense.
Lob to the elbow for Evan Worley, looking to find Ben Lampkins, who has 2 points tonight. Lampkins dribbles between the legs with the left hand now. Gets to the top of the circle, flips it back to his right for Evan Worley, who quickly gives it up to Moore. Moore to the left volleyball line for Pinkley. Pinkley, two-hand pass to Worley along the wing. Brewer in the post. Worley can't feed him, so he goes up top to Lampkins. Now Brewer, who has hit a three here tonight, crosses over at the wing to the paint. Off balance, two-hand shot. It's up. It's good. And the foul. Michael Brewer showing off the moves, showing off the muscle, and he's got Hillsborough up 8 with a chance to make it a 9-point lead with 4:27 to play.
That was a big-time play there by Michael.
Brewer, free throw, yes. Hillsborough 51, Lutheran South 42, 4:20 to play. Hillsborough seeking their third consecutive district title. Double screen for Jaeger. Hands it off to Wagner. Rises for a three. Misses. Long rebound. Lampkins, two on one. Takes it himself. Missed the layup. Garrett Pinkley for the rebound and the putback. Yes, sir. Hillsborough up 11. Hillsborough averaging 9 offensive rebounds a game this season. Garrett Pinkley with a big one there as now the Lancers have it swatted away out of bounds underneath. And I think Coach Johnson and his assistant thought that it rolled off possibly the Lutheran South guy who may have been landed out of bounds and had the ball come off of him. Either way, it's Lancer basketball. There's a layup on the inbound. It rolls off the front of the rim. Lawson could not get it to drop. Lampkins, left wing for Hillsborough. Oh, man, I thought he was going to pull it for a three there, Coach.
Yeah, things are getting a little heated here, getting down to the wire here in the fourth quarter.
And a grab 25 feet away from the bucket as Jacob Reese reached in on Lampkins. That is only team foul number six. One more, and Hillsborough will be shooting a 1-1. Coming off the floor is Mulhauser, a 6'6" senior. Hillsborough with the ball up 53-42. Lancers have only scored two in this fourth quarter when we're 4.5 into it. Inbound into the backcourt for Moore. Crosses the timeline. Behind the back dribble. Pass to defender Wagner, but the right-hand floater in the lane is too strong. Rebounded by Lawson. Lawson stutter step. Got away with the travel. Gives up the ball to the right wing, Jaeger. Back to Lawson on the cut. Grabs it and puts it up and in. Assist to Josiah Jaeger.
Defensive pressure here from Lutheran South has got to increase as they try to force some turnovers.
And there's a foul along the far sideline. Jaeger picks it up. Lampkins, another sure-handed free throw shooter at 86% this season. He'll be shooting a 1-1 Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw set. Coldwell Banker Holsey, they move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Lampkins, right foot forward, free throw up, swishes it through. Second one coming for Lampkins as Hillsborough has gone up by 10, 54-44 with three even on the fourth quarter clock. And the second one is just as beautiful as the first. Lampkins gets it to drop. Timeout, Lutheran South. Hillsborough 3 minutes away from another district title. They're up 11 here on KJF.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood and Joe Felker back with you at Hillsborough High School. Class 4, District 3 Boys Championship game. Hillsborough with a 15-point fourth quarter have held Lutheran South to just 4 in the fourth, and that has given them a 55-44 lead as the Hawks trying to clinch their third consecutive district championship. Lutheran South coming out in their road blacks tonight with gold numbers and letters. Hillsborough with a little bit of red on the letters and numbers, a little bit of blue around the waistband and the knees and above the shoulders, and a lot of white on the rest, as that is your check of the Serenity Hospice Care uniform. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most. And 2 points there for Lutheran South as Nick Wagner gets it to go. 55-46, Hillsborough in the lead, and the fouls are coming as there's a wraparound foul by Austin Reese. And Garrett Pinkley, who hasn't taken a lot of free throws this season.
He's just 10 for 17 on the year.
And he'll have a 1-1 chance here, 59% free throw shooter. And there's one official talking to a pair of Lancers right on the high blocks.
I think he was talking to all the guys to tell them to go for the ball whenever they're making fouls.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Free throw, Garrett Pinkley. It's good. 56-46 Hillsborough, 2:38 to play in this fourth. Garrett Pinkley, of course, you know his brother Gavin, on to Central Missouri, having a pretty good freshman year for the Mules. Garrett Pinkley misses the free throw, so he goes 1 of 2. Still a healthy 10-point lead for Hillsborough. Weaving his way around Evan Worley to the rim. Nick Wagner got fouled.
Fourth foul on Brewer.
Oh, I thought they called it on Michael, huh? Ooh, this is fourth personal. I thought it was on Evan. Michael Brewer better be careful here as Nick Wagner to the free throw line. Only 5 team fouls for Hillsborough, so they called that one in the act of shooting. Nick Wagner, a 73% free throw shooter. First one up, and he short-armed it right off the front of the rim. No good. Garrett Pinkley coming off the bench. Ethan Worley back on. Only 3 of the 56 for Hillsborough have come off the bench here tonight. 5 for Lutheran South. Free throw by Nick Wagner is good, and the young man is up to 14.
Here comes a press from Lutheran South, try to force some turnovers and push the pace.
And Nick Wagner is going to foul Ethan Worley after he received the inbound from Ben Lampkins. Worley taking a slight tumble, and now Ethan Worley to the free throw line where he's shooting it at a 79% clip. Like you said, Coach, kind of right before we started this second half, teams that are in this position are here because they make their free throws. And I should not have said that.
I think you just jinxed him again.
Yeah, that's my bad. I won't say that again. Ethan missed a free throw, and Lutheran South has the rebound. 2:17 to play. Lancers splitting the double. It's Jack Lawson down low to Wagner, and Prang. And Prang is fouled at the rim. And I believe that's on Evan.
I think it was on Ethan Worley there.
One of the Worleys. Ethan it is.
Yep, he was coming from the backside there trying to help.
And Prang is a lefty. And he missed the shot. Another free throw coming for Jonathan Prang, who's just a sophomore. Prang this season has played in 25 of the 26 games for Lutheran South, and he's put up 124. Now in his 26th game, he's got 125 after hitting that free throw. And as Coach Felker said, backcourt press for Lutheran South. They got three on the ball. Ethan Worley trapped back there, and Coach Johnson going to bail him out. 2:09 to play in this fourth quarter, 56-48. Hillsborough leading Lutheran South. We'll take one more timeout, and after that, we'll keep it here for every other timeout. So we will not take another break after this one, so we're back in 60 with 2:09 to play in the fourth, and Hillsborough up by 8.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Evan Worley up to 15 points now as Brewer assists on the layup from the left side. Hillsborough back up by 10, but rattling home a straightaway three is Wagner, and Lutheran South cuts back into the deficit. They trail 58-51 now. Wagner with his fourth three of the night, leading Lutheran South not only in points tonight but also in threes on the season with 67 total. Second closest on the team is 32 by Jack Lawson, and he has 1-3 tonight. So good call there by Coach Johnson out of the Lutheran South, or out of his timeout, to get Brewer the ball on the run, find Evan Worley underneath for the easy layup, Coach, and then good response there by Lutheran South.
Yeah,
with
that
was Wagner three.
That was a big shot there by Wagner to answer back. And a couple things to note here, the Hawks only have one timeout left. 154 is a lot of time to go in the game, so you know they're going to need to keep an eye on that as far as inbounding the ball and making sure they don't have a 10-second call or a 5-second count trying to inbound the ball, or a 10-second count trying to bring it across. That's tough to play the last 2 minutes with just one timeout.
Yeah, and like you said, with the press, to keep the press in mind, I mean, so many times guys get trapped and use the timeout to bail themselves out.
Right, and Coach Johnson had to use those timeouts earlier in the game to save some possession, so now they're just going to have to do a good job of inbounding the ball.
Spacing the floor with five guys in the backcourt to help the inbounding cannot be easy for Hillsborough, but they're going to try to do their best as they get it to Brewer, and a bounce pass along the baseline is kicked out of bounds. It will still be Hillsborough ball. It's actually four guys in the backcourt on the inbound as Whaley sprinted up the floor. Now Ethan Worley does the honors there as Lampkins gets it to Brewer, trapped in the corner. Line drive forward to Mark Moore at midcourt. Finds Zach Whaley open for an easy layup from the right side. Mark Moore keeping his head up, finding the wide open at Whaley for two. Hillsborough up 60-51 with 95 seconds to play. Deep two, right side, short, rebound. Brewer fouled by Wagner underneath, and Michael Brewer will get two automatic free throws, as that is 10 team fouls, which means two automatic free throws from here on out for every foul committed by the Lancers.
Big basket there for Zach Whaley, right spot at the right time.
Michael Brewer for a big man. He's a good free throw shooter, 72% coming into tonight. And he's one for one so far. My goodness. Talk about a friendly roll.
Willed that one into the basket. Friendly rims here at home.
That stayed on the left side of the rim and then kind of rolled to the back and then was like, okay, I guess I'll go in.
Absolutely, now. We'll take it.
Second free throw coming. Brewer, that one a lot prettier. 62-51, Hillsborough up by 11 in this Class 4 District 3 championship game. Here's Wagner looking to create space for a three. Cannot find it as Moore sticks with him, and he gives it up to Jaeger. Back to Wagner. Falling away, three-pointer from the corner, no good. He airballed it. Lawson recovers, tries to find Wagner, and intervening was Brewer, and he gets it up ahead to Moore, and Moore is fouled. Mark Moore headed back to the free throw line. The young man with 341 points on the season coming into this one tonight. He is now up to 16. So he's up over the 350 mark. Third Hillsborough Hawk player to get above 350. And he rattles home the first free throw. Mark Moore also one of the best soccer players that Hillsborough has.
He's also a very good baseball player.
That too, yes. He's good at a lot of things.
Yes, he is.
Gets the other free throw to go. Lutheran South fans starting to file out here as their team is down by 13 with 1:10 to play. Jaeger off balance, right hand three from the wing, no good. A rebound, Mulhauser tries to create space, throws an elbow into Worley, and is able to dump it off for a layup at the rim. And I couldn't quite tell. That was Lawson, okay? Heard the PA guy. And an inbound to Michael Brewer, and Brewer is fouled. So now Lutheran South having to rely on a 73% free throw shooting team to miss every free throw from here on out just to have a chance.
Yeah, just and they have to go down and convert on offensive end too.
Brewer, first free throw on his toes, swishes it home. Brewer. Quickly with a second free throw coming. It is up, and he also swishes that one through. Five free throws for Brewer in the fourth. Hillsborough up 66-53. 50 seconds to play. Lutheran South in the front court. Jaeger shovels it behind him to Wagner to the right wing. Three ball off the mark. Skying for the board. Michael Brewer gets it to Moore. Bounces it along the baseline to Lampkins. Crosses a timeline. Thought he got fouled. No call comes. And another wrap around by Jacob Reese, and it's going to be Mark Moore to the free throw line, or excuse me, Lampkins for some more free throws. And Coach Brian Lind has given in. His team down 13 with 35 seconds to play. He's pulling off his seniors. Jacob Reese is one of them. Nick Wagner another. Evan Mulhauser and Josiah Jaeger as four of the five starters for Lutheran South all graduating. Lampkins gets the free throw to go.
A couple of seniors checking in for the Hawks here. Number 21, Isaac Riedenauer. Number 12, Seth Oshie.
So Coach Johnson knows how to play the same game, doesn't he? Garrett Pinkley and Evan Worley, both juniors actually coming off the floor. Seth Oshie gets the lineup in the backcourt with Riedenauer and Brewer. Lampkins, another free throw. It is up. It is good. Ben Lampkins, clutch at the line. Hillsborough has only missed two free throws in this fourth quarter, and they've made a ton. The celebration is beginning with still 35 seconds left in this fourth quarter as Hillsborough's up 68-53. And here comes sophomore Jack Lawson off the floor. So for Lutheran South, it is Luke Shave, Tarion Mills, Joseph Huster, And two more guys. Number four, Paul Brock. And I already mentioned Mills. There's another one. Oh, number 30. Nope. I don't think that guy's on the roster. Oh, number 20. All right. Jude Oaken. So 18 seconds to go. In possession, Lutheran South. Down by 15. Tarion Mills for three. Back iron miss. Rebounded. No, not yet. Loose ball still now. It goes out of bounds as Seth Oshie tapped it out. 8.8 seconds to play. And the I believe that we will win chance coming from the Hillsborough student section. Inbound Lutheran South. Brock at the rim. No good. 5 seconds. Rebound. Reinauer slips. Loses the ball. Still has it. 2 seconds. Lutheran South backs off. And the Hillsborough Hawks, for the third year in a row, are district champions. ...68-53, your final score, as Hillsborough continues to be the leader in Jefferson County for success. We've got the Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Every child should visit the dentist before their first birthday.
Comtree offers a pediatric dentist specially trained to treat all children, including those with anxiety, special needs, or other medical or behavioral concerns.
Comtree is the only health center in Jefferson County with a pediatric dentist who sees children with Medicaid.
Make Comtree your family's home for dental care. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. The celebration continues as Ben Lampkins climbs the ladder to cut down the nets as the Hillsborough Hawks defeat the Lutheran South Lancers 68-53 in the Class 4 District 3 Championship, which means Hillsborough has won three in a row now, two from Class 4 District 2 the last 2 years, and now this one in District number 3. Isaac Riedenauer, the next man up to take a string from the nylon. Coach Felker, it was 40-40. Going into the fourth quarter, Lutheran South had battled back from a 9-point first quarter deficit to get down by three at the end of the first half. Tied up at the end of the third quarter, we're thinking, all right, this one's coming down to the wire. These last 8 minutes are going to be tight. It's going to be maybe a little bit messy, but one of these teams is going to have to hit their free throws late to win the ball game. Hillsborough did just that, but it wasn't as tight as we thought it might be. They win it by 15 points, but that score doesn't necessarily indicate how this game was at one point when it was tied at 40 at the end of three.
Yeah, I think the difference in the game there was the start of the fourth quarter. The Hawks went on an 8-0 run. I think Mark Moore had several baskets in that stretch there, made it 48-40, and Lutheran South didn't get a basket till they were almost over two minutes into that fourth quarter. So that run right there really gave Hillsborough the lead. I don't know that they ever kind of let it go from there. And kind of like we talked at halftime, they gave up 27 points in the first half, 26 points in the second half. They did a great job, and to your point, even with it being 40-40 going into the fourth quarter, they scored 28 points there in that last quarter, got out in transition some, did a great job at the free throw line. That was the difference in the game for sure.
14 of 16 at the free throw line. I'll take fault for one of those missed free throws because I was talking about how good they are as a team, and then Ethan Worley missed a free throw, so that's on me. But 14 of 16, though, as a team, I mean, that's out. And all of this coming in the fourth quarter. They did not attempt a single free throw until the fourth quarter.
That's how you win games, though, is to make those free throws down the stretch.
I don't know what that percentage is, but it's at least 90%, if not
very,
a little bit
very
higher.
Very good, yeah.
So that's how you win ball games. Just like Coach Felker said, you hit your free throws when it matters most, and they certainly did that as now Noah Poole gets to cut down a string from the net. So everyone taking turns. I didn't see Michael Brewer go just yet.
I think he went first.
Did he go first?
Yeah, I think
okay.
He went first.
Interesting. I guess I'll leave the last string for Coach Johnson.
Hopefully none of these guys are afraid of heights.
Yeah, I would not want to go up there. Anyway, Coach Johnson shouldn't be afraid of heights being 6'4" and all.
No, and he's been up on the ladder a couple times. So,
although I will say this, those nets have been kind to Hillsborough tonight, and now you're cutting one
absolutely
of them down.
Yeah. We'll have to get a new one for sure.
Certainly worth it, though. Hillsborough, again, Class 4, District 3 champions. And they're going to play the winner of St. Mary or Gateway. Now, that game tipped off at 7:30, so it's probably not done just yet. But Hillsborough, if they win that one, which, by the way, will be Tuesday, and that's going to be at Kirkwood High School, and, of course, we'll be there for it. That one, I believe, is a 6 o'clock start, or maybe a 7 o'clock start as I look for the bracket here. Okay, I got it. Yeah, 6 o'clock start on Tuesday, Hillsborough against the winner of St. Mary and Gateway. And if Hillsborough were to win that one, they'd play the winner of Cape Central and Farmington. So it's not going to get any easier from here on out, but Hillsborough looked good tonight. They weathered the Lutheran South storm there in that third quarter, and, they did excellently in the fourth quarter to pull away and win this ball game. So again, the final score is 68-53, Hillsborough over Lutheran South. We'll come back with some Bloomsdale Bank stats here in just a minute on KJF.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a Tundra fishing?
Ooh, one strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom!
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota. I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Now Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400. K. Jeff Hillsborough cutting down the nets here after they clinched the Class 4 District 3 title game. And Coach Johnson, the last one there as he swirls around the net like a rally towel of sorts and gets a big roar from his players, from the cheerleaders, and from the Hillsborough faithful that have stuck around to celebrate this district championship. 68-53, Hillsborough over Lutheran South. That's your final score. Hillsborough into the Class 4 sectionals for the third year in a row. And they'll play the winner of St. Mary and Gateway, which, again, was a 7:30 start, so it probably won't be ending by the time our broadcast is through with. But let's dive into your Bloomsdale Bank Into the Game stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And we'll begin with the team that fell here tonight, Lutheran South, as they dropped to 16-11. And leading them in scoring all season and tonight as well, Nick Wagner with 17, had 11 in the first half and 6 in the fourth quarter. Behind him, second, was Jack Lawson with 13. And then we have single-digit figures for the rest, 8 for Austin Reese, oh, beg your pardon, 5 for Austin Reese off the bench, 1 for Jonathan Prang, 7 for Josiah Yeager, one of the starters, Evan Mulhauser with 6, and then Jacob Reese with 4. And Coach Felker has an update for us, 63-53.
It's like St. Mary's is leading about 3 minutes ago there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know the mascots, but the green color is definitely St. Mary's color. So, yeah, the Dragons up 63-53 with 2:56 to play in the fourth quarter. So if St. Mary's hangs on and wins, Hillsborough will meet them at Kirkwood High School for the Class 4 sectionals on Tuesday at 6 o'clock on KJFF. All right, back to the Bloomsdale Bank stats, this time for the victorious and district champion Hillsborough Hawks. They improved to 23-4 this year, and they were led in scoring tonight by Michael Brewer. Behind him, Mark Moore with 18. Evan Worley had 15. Ethan Worley with 4. And Ben Lampkins with 6. 3 off the bench for Garrett Pinkley. And 2 off the bench for Zach Whaley for a total of 68. Couple things to get to here. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. And I feel like I know what Coach Felker is going to say here. But just so you know, Gilster Mary Lee is still hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay is included. Just call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. Our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, Coach, is?
Oh, I get to pick it.
Yeah.
I would say it was the rebound and putback by Evan Worley when he fought for that rebound there at the end and fought through three guys and grabbed it and put it in.
That's a strong candidate.
Yeah.
What
do you got?
The Michael Brewer 2 in the foul.
Okay, the N1, yeah, that was a great play.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
Absolutely.
So either one, it's a toss-up. Maybe Coach Johnson will be the tiebreaker there as Coach Felker is going to go ahead and remove the headset and give it to Coach Johnson, who will take a seat down to our right. We'll certainly get Coach Felker back on for some comments here in just a second. But one more thing before we talk to Coach Johnson. Our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. I know I just gave the play of the game to Michael Brewer on that 2-1 foul. But for me, Mark Moore was, and I use this moniker, I call him Mr. Consistent tonight for you. He made layups, he made jumpers, he was fluid from mid-range, and just really a guy that I don't think turned the ball over maybe once or twice, if that. But for me, he is the player of the game just because I felt like he was the most consistent out there.
Mark was a spark for us. Anytime everything kind of slowed down or it started to get stagnant. It seemed like Mark would shoot out of a pile with the ball and take it the length of the court and do something exciting and get us going again, get us an easy basket somehow, either by himself or dishing it off to somebody. So, I think Mark will enjoy his Applebee's appetizer. I know that.
No, it's an entree now.
An entree?
It's even better.
Dang, my name might be Mark Moore this weekend.
Don't do that to Mark.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. All right, so Michael Brewer, I mean, what can you say? 20 points tonight, 9 in the first half, 11 in the second half, hit 5 of 5 from the free throw line, completed his and one early there in the fourth quarter to kind of help start to build that lead that you guys wound up having here tonight. But Before we talk about him, I want you to break the tie between me and Coach, because Coach Felker picked the Evan Worley rebound, fighting off three guys. No foul was called when there probably should have been, and he sticks it home, and then mine was the Brewer thing. So who are you going to side with, Coach?
Well, I would probably go with Coach Felker here. That was a huge momentum play for us. If I remember correctly, we hadn't scored in a few possessions. They'd come all the way back to either tie it or maybe take a lead. And that gave us a lead back or gave us maybe 3 or 4 points of separation. That was a kind of a busted play. And we had just talked to Evan about being strong, going to get the ball with two hands and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Johnny on the spot right there, he went and grabbed it and put it back up. You know, Michael's play, I'm sure was great as well. I don't remember that one as much. So we'll go with Evan.
All right, Crystal back in the KJ studio. You heard it. I got outnumbered there 2-1. It's okay. I'll take my defeat. Hillsboro victorious here tonight. And, all right, now let's talk about Michael Brewer. And before we get to his all-around play, goodness gracious, I was scared something bad was going to happen when he toppled over that three-point shooter there.
Michael, you can't hurt him, man. I know.
He popped right back up, yeah, which was surprising to me.
I didn't even go in that direction. That's about 220 pounds of beef coming down from very high in the air, but he just popped right up. He doesn't. I knew he wasn't hurt, and we didn't have time for him to be hurt. And he knew that, so he just got back up and went back to work. You know, what a tough kid. That's just how he's been raised, and that's how he is. Just tough kid.
All right, now talk about his all-around game here tonight.
He was great. You know, he was a man down around the rim like he is, night in and night out for us. Only difference tonight, they had 2 6'6" kids rolling around the rim as well, and he was still, I don't have his rebounding numbers, haven't made it around to look at any of that. Seemed like he got every rebound that came up high off the rim in the second half especially, that he went up, grabbed that sucker with two hands and wasn't going to let it go. Michael has been, this is his third district championship in a row, his fourth, yep, district championship game in a row. He started it for us for four straight years.
Yeah, he got 254 points, I believe, his freshman year.
Yeah, he just won, I believe, his like 93rd game as a starter or something.
Wow.
Like that. When, you know, you could go on and on about him, and it's, you could just set your watch to it. Michael Brewer is going to go out on the floor. He's going to give you 20 points and 10 plus rebounds. He's going to play really hard. You know, these district championship games, the last time we were here, we played Farmington, and the same scenario, fourth quarter, close game, you know, and I'm watching from the other end of the floor, and every time we force him to miss, Michael Brewer just rises above the crowd, grabs a rebound with two hands, and, you know, gets us settled to come down the other way. It's a great thing to watch as a coach, that you got that safety net all the time, that, you know, you know what you're going to get out of him every night, and it's going to be great.
Are you going to try to make him think twice about going for baseball?
Well, he, you know, baseball's his meal ticket. You got to see him on a baseball field. He's got.
Oh,
some
I know
stuff.
He's good. Yeah, he
but
does.
I'm just tickled and glad that you know, he's still playing with us. You know, he was committed to our team. He's been a great leader for us all year long, and you know, he loves basketball. He loves his teammates, and that shows on the floor with the way he plays, the way he carries himself.
All right, Coach, we talked about more. We talked about Brewer. You even mentioned Evan Worley being stronger down low and fighting off three guys for our Gilsomary League play of the game and getting that layup there. What about Ethan and Ben? A couple of guards for you that I know Ben kind of had an off night, but still a great part of your success this year and especially moving forward. But Ethan Worley had some nice dribble drive moves too, and Coach Felker and I noticed that he had one where he got past two guys. He was at the top of the key. Little hesitation move and got past two guys and laid it up and in. So those two guys, despite not getting the points, were still very effective.
Yeah, it was an effort from everybody. Ethan hasn't yet figured out just how good that he is. I mean, you see him, you know, game in, game out, that he gets by his defender and he just kind of looks to pass kind of when he gets in the lane or gets near the rim. And then you got to see tonight, finally, a couple of the finishes. He finished, you know, with his left hand in some traffic one time. He, mm-hmm, got all the way to the rim, you know, on the left side and kind of shielded the defense with his back. He's got all of those moves, and he's a real heady player. That was big for us. You know, we needed a way, because they wouldn't let us pass the ball into Michael Brewer early. We needed a way to still get an inside threat, and especially early on, that was Ethan driving the ball. You know, there's different ways to get the ball in a post. One way is to drive it, and and that's a weapon that he has and that he has for us. You know, Ben didn't shoot it great tonight, didn't get a lot of opportunities. You know, heck, he even missed a point-blank layup that was, you know, I don't think I've seen him miss that shot in years.
And I responded with, he'll probably never miss a layup ever again in his life.
No, he probably won't, you know.
He'll make sure of that.
But he handled the ball so well for us. Those guys play some good, solid pressure man-to-man defense. Mm-hmm. Those guards are legit, and their defensive scheme is really tough. And I don't remember him turning it over hardly at all. He started our offense when we get Mark Moore going, you know, running down the sideline in transition. And Ben played a great point guard for us, and you know, that's what he is, great point guard. And whether he's making or missing shots, he's important. And that's the thing that I think our guys have finally figured out, you know, we can all do great things with the ball. But how valuable you are to your team is what you can do without the ball. You know, we never have the ball on defense, so what can you do on that end? And then, right. You know, on offense, can you go get a teammate open if you're not getting open? You know, can you go catch a ball with two hands? Can you set a good screen? Can you go get an off? You know, they execute it.
And you wanted to shine a light on him because, no, he doesn't get the points. No, he doesn't get the double-digit rebounds. He just doesn't play those type of minutes. But when he's in there, he's very effective on the defensive end and rebounding. And tonight, Coach, I noticed that a lot. He got his hand in there a couple of times, probably had two or three steals at least, and rebounded a couple of times as well. Just, again, a model of consistency off the bench for you, rebounding and playing good defense.
Yeah, Garrett is the unsung hero of this team. He, you know, he does the dirty work. He's not going to, you know, blow you away with stats, but what he is a fixer, you know. If we're getting beat on the boards, as we were kind of were early, you know, you can go to Garrett Pinkley, and you know he's going to go get a box out on his man and allow, you know, Evan and Michael to kind of go one-on-one to get some rebounds. If our defense is looking a little shaky, there's some holes in it here and there, you know, he's going to go plug those gaps. If we're being a little bit loose with the basketball on offense, you know, Garrett's going to go be solid with the ball. He's going to reverse it. He's going to go get somebody open. And, you know, he understands what we're trying to do on both ends, and he's very capable. He's a capable scorer as well. But, you know, he realizes that when he's in there, you know, as a fixer. And, you know, he works so hard, he messes around getting himself some easy baskets a lot of times because, you know, he's a guy that you've always got to pay attention to.
Coach, 23-4, district champions for the third time in a row. On to the Class 4 sectionals. You get the winner of St. Mary or Gateway. We found out about 10 minutes ago that there was 3 minutes left in the game, and St. Mary was up 63-53 and looked like one of their guys was shooting free throws. So that could be your potential opponent. But you're now officially four wins away from a state title, Coach. What's it going to take to get things done? Was this a good example of Coach, let's continue our conversation. Sorry, we did get off there off the air for a second, so I don't know exactly how many what people have missed. But Hillsboro won this district championship 68-53 over Lutheran South. I feel like you guys know that much. We were talking about what it's going to take to win a state title here, as Hillsboro's now four wins away. And again, St. Mary or Gateway, it appears it's going to be St. Mary that Hillsboro will face next. And, Coach, I really do hate to do this to you, but could you talk again about, you know, what, you know, this performance and how you feel like it gives you a chance to moving forward to win a state title? Sorry about this.
No, yeah, this is a postseason game, and, you know, two really good teams, evenly matched with size, you know, with good players on the floor all over the place. That's the thing. When you get it this far, there are no holes in either team. You know, you probably couldn't point out a weakness on our team. Probably couldn't point out a weakness on Lutheran South's team. And it'll be like that going forward. If it's St. Mary's, if it's Gateway, whoever.
Okay.
It's a game that's going to be won probably in the half court. You know, on both sides, you're going to have to execute your half court offense. You're going to have to try to execute your half court defense. Limit the other team to one shot. And most of the time, you know, these games come down into a grinding kind of situation, and you know, just a little momentum swing here and there. One team can get two or three buckets, you know, and two or three stops in a row. You get that separation need to win, and that's kind of what happened with us. Tied, I believe it's tied at 40, wasn't it, going
yes,
into the
it
fourth
was.
Quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, we scored 28 points in the fourth. Of course we did.
Yeah, you went 14-16 at the free throw line, which is another thing I wanted to get around to, because that's phenomenal shooting for you guys.
Yeah, especially for us. We've had games where we've went, you know, 5-for-19 or something like that. So that's good stuff. But yeah, it's tied 40-40, and then we got a deal where I think we got three buckets and three stops, and then all of a sudden we're up by six, and now you can play a little differently, you know, for the next, you know, 4.5 minutes or whatever, and then you can kind of start stretching out those possessions, kind of start getting the other team to get out of what they really want to do, and, you know, we were able to execute that tonight.
Coach, a great all-around effort. I mean, if they didn't score, they rebounded, they stole the ball. That's what your team did here tonight. Another impressive victory, and as you said, while we were off air, actually, hopefully you get some practice time in with the storm of the century, quote-unquote, coming through here late Saturday evening and all day Sunday, or all Sunday morning. But, yeah, we're excited to meet you at Kirkwood High School on Tuesday for the Class 4 sectionals. And again, thank you so much, and congratulations to Mark Moore on Applebee's Bar and Grill, a Farmington Player of the Game. And like I said, we look forward to Tuesday.
Hey, you guys have been awesome all year. Let's do it again.
All right. Good deal.
Thanks.
That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Again, a great apology for getting disconnected there on the call. Thank you for sticking with us for those of you that were able to do so. Well, we've got Coach Felker putting the headset back on one final time to just give us our final thoughts and reflect on what Coach had to say just there.
You know, I thought that Coach Johnson hit that right on the head, and that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame, is that they used a collective effort to win that game, and they didn't get rattled. I thought their experience showed there, even though they were up early and then kind of lost that lead slowly in the second, third quarter. You just noticed that they stayed with it and kept their composure, did, and once in the game. I thought they had lots of different guys that contributed, and once they put that run on them there at the start of the fourth quarter, then they just kind of held that lead and knew it was their game to win, and went out there and took care of the ball and made their free throws and got some stops. So that's kind of what I saw, especially there in the fourth quarter.
So they lose Gavin Pinkley, right? You know, outstanding player, most points in school history, most rebounds as well, just all-around great athlete. And Ben Lampkins was a junior back then, and Mark Moore, a sophomore. They come back. Michael Brewer, of course, a junior. Now he's the senior guy that they look to be that big presence. And then the Worley twins transfer from Windsor to Hillsboro during the Christmas break, and all of a sudden, it's almost like they didn't miss a beat. They get a Gavin Pinkley-esque type player in Evan Worley, because he's 6'7". Pinkley was about 6'7", 6'8". So this Hillsboro team, inside, outside, defensively, shooting the ball wise, free throw shooting percentage was really great tonight, 73% as a team. This team, I feel like, just looking at the players and position by position and then as a group, this is a very complete team. I would say this is a complete team.
Absolutely. And when you consider the seniors that graduated last year that had done such a great job.
Isaiah Martin was another guy that stretched the floor and got up and down.
Absolutely. Know? Michael Keller. I mean, they had quite a cast there of players that did a lot of really good things. And, you know, it's just a testament to Coach Johnson and the program that they're able to continue that kind of success. And I think that's just part of their culture and, you know, what they their kids have bought into. And so, you know, that's fun to watch, and it's definitely fun to be privy to, you know, be able to witness that from my standpoint as well. And, you know, I think that those guys just come out, play, and they're ready to win. And they, like you said, they didn't miss a beat. And I think that, you know, when Ethan and Evan transferred in, that was just a situation where, you know, the rest of the players knew they could help them win, so they just accepted them and moving forward that want to help them be successful and lead them towards a championship like they did tonight.
All right, so 68-53, your final score. Hillsboro knocks off Lutheran South for a Class 4 District 3 title, and this is the third in a row for the Hillsboro Hawks. They are on to the Class 4 sectionals, now four wins away from a state championship, and it's going to be a tough field as they move forward. And every single team, Coach Felker, as I'm sure you will agree with me here, every single team will say, let's stop that guy right there, Michael Brewer. That gives us a fighting chance.
Absolutely. And you know that Michael is the leading scorer. He's their go-to player, so teams are going to key on that. Lutheran South tried to do that tonight. He still found his way to get his points and impact the game in other ways too. So yeah, I definitely think that's something that the Hillsboro knows is coming and can expect.
And like you said, you know, Michael Brewer gets a lot of the points. He gets all of the rebounds, a lot of the rebounds as well. 37% of the team's rebounds coming into tonight belong to Michael Brewer, and 30% of the points also belonging to Michael Brewer. Those are two excellent percentages for one guy, and what a great job by him tonight. What a great job by Mark Moore, who, by the way, eclipsed the 100 assist mark for the season, had 18 points as well. Our Applebee's Farmington Player of the Game. All right, hope you enjoyed the call here. Great appreciation to Coach Felker for joining us here. And Coach, if you like, it's an open invitation to come out to Kirkwood Tuesday night and join us again.
Great, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It was a good time.
All right, that's Joe Felker. I'm Matt Greenwood. Final score, Hillsborough 68, Lutheran South 53. Hillsborough, district champions. They'll enjoy it this weekend and get back to the grind on Monday, setting up for a Class 4 sectional at Kirkwood High School with a 6 o'clock tip and a 5:45 pregame right back here on KJFF. Thanks again to Crystal Woolcutt, and thank you so much as well for joining us here tonight. They're turning out the lights at Hillsborough High School. It's time to get out of here. Have a good one. Keep safe this weekend.